Paterka's in behind everybody. Puck finds him in the Penguin zone. Paterka scores! J.J. Paterka with a beautiful goal has tied the game with 9:44 remaining in this third period in Pittsburgh.
One of the Firth moments of the game. For all the moments in your life, go forth to Firth. It was very much a beautiful goal. Paterka's
yes,
great.
It was.
Paterka's
yes, it
great.
Was.
Need 12 Paterkas.
Oh, he had two other breakaways. Though,
I know.
There are three breakaways in the second period that I think I need one more goal on.
It's another one. Like
Benson had one.
They should have won the game. They lost. They got a point.
I think they're 0-5 on breakaways this year.
That's not good.
That includes the McLeod at a penalty shot earlier in the year. Yeah, they're getting chances. But
this week in the NFL, we'll watch both Amari Cooper and Davante Adams see if they make their debuts. I think I saw that on the Pat McAfee show that Brandon Bean said he'll be a part of what they're going to do. And then they kind of walked that back a little bit over the course of the day. So we got to be careful what we expect from Cooper in his first game. But Bean's initial comment to the Pat McAfee show was like, yeah, he's going to be part of it.
Isn't receiver an easier position to do that with?
I think so.
Because you can control, you can, hey, we're going to focus mostly on these four special plays for you, right? Or routes or simple concepts. You don't, if you're Cooper, you don't have to know the whole play, right? Like you do see, if you ever see a quarterback calling a play in the huddle,
yeah.
Oftentimes you'll see the receiver leave the huddle while he's still calling the play because they only have to listen to like the first part of it. So it would be easier for Cooper, I think, than maybe some other positions to jump right in because you can dictate what he's doing. Last year, Rasul Douglas, you have no idea what's going to be thrown at him from an offense. Cooper,
right.
You know what you can throw at the defense with him.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable to expect he'll play and be in there a little bit.
You also might not need him a lot because you're what are the Bills, a 7-point favorite this week?
8.5.
8.5? 8.5.
I haven't checked it, but they started as the biggest favorite on the board.
Okay.
8.5. Question for you. You said that Cooper was offered two numbers. Was it 18 and 19?
I didn't know what the other one was.
Because initially, I thought the report was he was going to wear 19,
yeah.
And he is going to wear 18.
Yes. I thought maybe there was someone on the practice squad that wore 19 that they didn't want to take it from. If you go to the Bills roster, there is nobody listed, though, with number 19. So, yeah, I don't know. He said I only had two options.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was reported 19, and then they showed up, and it was 18.
But it's weird because, I guess I'm looking at a list of only the active rosters. Maybe we should look at the practice squad, too. Because there's 12 you can't do because of Kelly. 14, 15, 16 are all not taken. Are there numbers in the 80s that are available? There are a few. 89 is not on the active roster, but again, maybe there's some practice squad guys.
It's a big question if he can overcome the number 18. It's not a great one.
No?
No.
It's Marvin Harrison Jr.'s number.
Okay.
Who else? There's not good 18 receivers?
Theory. Now that you said it's Marvin Harrison Jr.'s number, I have a bigger theory. This theory is going to expand. What was the review of Marvin Harrison Jr. the first game he played? He was too
he was really
slow.
Yeah.
It's a slow number.
Uh-huh.
Who else wore 18? Peyton Manning, the slowest man alive.
So I think we're saying Peyton Manning ruined the number 18 forever.
Can you remember any other Bills to wear 18?
Naaman Roosevelt.
Yes. Ryan Fitzpatrick gave him a shout-out yesterday. Who else?
The 18 is going to be...
First one that came to
mind. Kyle Orton.
That was the first one that came to mind for me. Yep.
Okay. Quarterback. He was slow.
Case Keenum.
18's a great... Wait a minute. 18, I'm looking right now. 18's a great receiver number.
Who else wore it?
A.J. Green wore number 18.
Slow.
Justin Jefferson wears number 18. I dare you to call him slow. Sidney Rice, Jeremy Maclin.
People don't give...
Calvin Ridley wore 18.
It stinks. They don't give Jefferson enough credit for lifting 18 out of the Earth's core to be a good number. All right, fine. Jefferson...
Dante Stallworth wore number 18. Okay. He was really
fast. All right. You've convinced me.
Yeah, I'm in. Randy Moss wore number 18 with the Raiders. He was bad then, though, right?
No, he's probably good. The Raiders are just bad. All right, well, good.
I'm fine with it.
You've convinced me. The Jefferson does it. Jefferson's fine.
Like, if he wore number 83, it would have been a lot worse, I think.
That's Andre Reed. People might have been mad.
Oh, sorry. You can't do 83. All right, if he wore number 80, what would be the worst number he could have wore? 85?
Yeah. I saw a stat for this Bills game on Will Levis that there are two quarterbacks in the NFL that are horrendous if you just take away their deep passing. You might guess who the other one is. These two quarterbacks actually hit some deep passes occasionally, and everything else they do, they are horrible at. Do you know who the two quarterbacks are? It's Levis is number two.
Levis is one of them. That was a thing last year where he only threw it short or long and nothing in the middle.
Yes, and the only thing he did well or got like EPA on was long throws.
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson.
Oh, sure.
Basically,
right,
Anthony Richardson on deep throws gives you a lot, and on everything else is terrible. Levis is second. And if you're thinking about a matchup between the Bills and the Titans, what do the Bills take away? Your long throws?
Oh, yeah.
Will Levis is going to have a tough day.
Yeah. Forcing him into dumb decisions also, you would think, whatever they throw at him defensively. By the way, thank you to those on Twitter. KJ Hamler is the one who wears number 19 on the practice squad. Levis, someone that makes giant mistakes, the way the Bills operate, which is basically, hey, take these little plays, take the shorter plays. We're going to dare you to get bored, right? It's kind of the concept of all this. We're going to dare you to get bored, and we're going to bet that eventually you're going to take a shot when you shouldn't, or you're going to make a mistake. We're going to bet that you can't put together a 12 to 15 play drive, and you're going to make a giant gaffe. And there's nobody in the league, given that James Winston's on the bench in Cleveland still, there's nobody in the league that I think is more prone to making giant mistakes than Levis is. He's fun to watch, but he's almost beyond what Allen was in his first 2 years. Like, I made that comparison that Allen in 2019 kind of reminds me of Levis right now. Big arm, and he wants to run over you. He wants to jump over you. He wants to do crazy things, and, you know, he's just raw. He's raw, and he's not consistent. That was Allen. But, you know, you do look at Allen in that second year, and here's Levis in his second year. And Allen in his second year, like, he had started to put it together. Like, I remember thinking this, he was very much a game manager type of quarterback that also was an elite runner. He was a way better runner than Levis is right now. That's another big part of it. But if you look at that second year for Allen, he threw 9 interceptions. He actually hasn't, that's his career low. That season, throwing 9 interceptions was his career low. And sure, there were some fumbles too. But what Levis is doing right now, he has 7 interceptions already on the season through 5 games. Like, he is on pace to obliterate what Allen was in his second year. So there are some comparables, I think, between an early career Josh Allen and Will Levis. I think Levis is just goes beyond it. I think there are more mistakes that he makes that Allen has a reputation for, but the numbers kind of show that it wasn't as bad as his reputation probably was. And this going on with Levis, like, Levis, that is not true. Like, Levis is as bad at making mistakes as the reputation is. Man, his numbers, too. 139 yards per game. I mean, that is abysmal. He did in one game leave early, so maybe that'll attribute to that a little bit as well. QBR of 27. Like, really, if you look at it, this is probably the worst quarterback that the Bills are going to play all year. They'll play Richardson, who we just mentioned, who is only able to do the long ball in week 10. They'll play maybe a Miami backup in week 9, although it probably is Tua by that point. And then they'll play like Drake May later in the year, but Drake May looked good. So, like, this is probably the worst quarterback that the Bills are gonna play all year. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you got a thought on Cooper's edition or anything Bills related ahead of the Titans game coming up on Sunday, or if you got a Sabre thought, feel free to call in as well. It's Jeremy and Joe. 803-0550 is the phone number here on WGR.